Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yee-dee!
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Monstrous
Radio.
Yeah, so hey, it's Friday Night Live. You know what it is. That means we're about to get you ready for the weekend. So check it out. Just right off the top, this dude is named JB from Minnesota. Check it out. Yeah, this is getting faded. Some of y'all going to go out and do just that. Just don't drink
you know
and drive.
Get
it. Let's get it. Friday Night Live. DJ,
I'm getting faded. I got paid this week. You can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me. I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. One time for the ladies with the heels on, and a big tush for a real nigga to feel on. Popping in the party, we turned up until the pills gone. Girl, I salute you. I'm feeling Navy SEAL strong. I'm not here to judge at all. Let me slap that silicone. You came in this party all alone with that dress on. Your style is unique, and I'm digging them feet. I got Patron, silver and gold. Which kind do you drink? If you puke in the sink, make sure you turn on the faucet. I tell my niggas I lost it when I start to feel nauseous. I just spark up the reefer and then my lungs get the coughing. I no longer feel nauseous, then we took my mind off it. Buy another round and I don't give a fuck what the cost is, cause we having a good time, not drinking no moonshine. Don't get out of line and everything will be fine, bitch. Don't get my vibe, it's no surprise that I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me. Woo! Two times for the ladies with they own dough. Ain't asking a nigga for shit, she got her own dough. Can you drop it down to a split while you on a dick though? Ain't fucking with general admission cause I hate waiting. I got paid this week so I'm trying to get intoxicated. Doing mouth to mouth with somebody's main lady. 100 proof baby girl, please don't chase it. Strippers are my favorite, the sexy ass waitress. Can't remember last night but I bet it was amazing. Never had an Asian girl, I'm trying to see what that be like. Got the drinks, dynamite, don't forget the cubes of ice. Man, roll that motherfucker and draw up, it's only right. Niggas ain't trying to fight, I'm taking something down tonight. We run the city, I just hope you in the town tonight. You done fucked up and let your baby mama out tonight. I got her at the bar and buying every fucking drink she like. Faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl. The drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'm getting faded. I got paid this week, you can take it to the head, girl, the drink's on me, I'm getting faded. I don't need ID, cause the bartender at the bar know me, I'll take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded. Take a shot with me, let's all get faded.
Yeah, Friday Night Live, DJ E Monster. Yeah, we going to get it in monsterously. You dig? So, all right, check it out. We're going to keep it moving with artists from the Twin Cities for right now. Check it out. This is Juice G and Live Sosa. This is called Fuck Up the Dumb.
Can't fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer. I can't fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
niggas ain't ready.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
What's that?
The spring, yeah. The fall, yeah. And the winter, yeah.
Let's go, let's go.
Now what was you thinking, bruh?
Yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out.
What?
Or get reckless with bad intentions. I adapt to all elements.
Element.
Why won't you say this is heaven sent?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip. Plotting a whole bunch of extra shit. Far from the truth is how niggas spit.
Swear.
But now I'm here to set the damn record straight. Too deep been a beast in this bitch. Don't need no approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
I can't fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I can't fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm not holding back, y'all.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
From my city putting on. Shout out to DB the roster.
Yeah.
Only right my city pop off.
Yeah.
Keep starting to knock niggas socks off.
Yeah.
They feeling like Juju can't make it hit. More reason to knock niggas blocks off.
Look,
can't lie, I'm getting cocky right now. For you heavyweights, I'm feeling like Rocky right now. Getting loud, little niggas stand down. Cause there's nothing for niggas to bring the ruckus to the boondocks, pal. That nigga there showing out.
Showing out.
Something that most niggas don't know about. And the way that I see your niggas, man, regardless. So why not show niggas I'm heartless?
Yeah.
Fuck up the summer,
fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
I'm
charged, y'all. I can't fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm so charged.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
That's what I do, man.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
I swear to God, I can't fuck up the summer.
Now in the mix with Monster is Mix, DJ E Monster. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, this is Hit Him Up. I did an interview with him. He's got family from here, you dig? So we gonna run with him. Miss Kim, I see you. We gonna open up the line right after this.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Holla. Wait a minute. Holla. Wait a minute. Holla. Wait a minute. Holla. Wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute.
And now, gotta get it, hold up, we show out every time we show up. Wait a minute, hold up, gotta wait a minute, hold up, gotta wait a minute, I'ma do it, gotta wait a minute, oh yeah.
Hold up, wait a minute, double bag, money in it, I ain't for it, you never get it, hit them up, pull up in it, club turn, I'ma bend it, yo. I'm a bitch, new check, lot of digits. What it cost, ain't your business. You in the rain, cause you never listen. Step together, that's a new addition. Wait a minute, hold up, pour the drink, roll up, snap it up, close up, in the club till it close up. Eyes of money like it froze up. Touchdown, doors up, turn up, turn up, turn up, ooh. So who the fuck is you? Why you worry about we? We ain't worried about you. Fake a like some clay.
Hold up.
wait a minute, holla, 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 wait a minute, and now, gotta get it, hold up, we show up.
Fast cars, hold up, stop the track. Okay, bring it back. You know what the f this is. I call it a gold mine. She wanna bring a friend. I told her, oh man, get it, get it, get it, get it. Penis like I'm Hardaway. Never had a silver spoon. Got the Hardaway. Hit him with the fadeaway. Same different day. The hater gotta say, what the f the hater gotta say? Can't spin it, can't spin it. This my life is on repeat.
Boy, just listen to that. Sounds like a workout. That one gets me going. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, hey, let's hit him up. Him and Jazzy Faye. Let's call Wait a Minute. We did an interview with him. You can definitely check it out right here within the Blog Talk Radio system. Just go look for the MRI where it says hit him up. Get it? So, all right, let me go ahead and check in with Miss Electrifying Kim. At least I believe this is her. 320-223. Hello?
What's happening? It's the one and only.
Okay, there we go. My bad. Miss Electrifying Kim, y'all. That's Jungle Love. Look out. Oh, will, oh, will.
You so silly. Shit just got off work.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yeah.
You got tomorrow off?
Uh-huh.
You got tomorrow off?
Huh?
Oh, okay. I said, do you got tomorrow off?
Did I do
off?
Who? Oh, no,
no, I
don't.
Say, did you do somebody? I said, do you have?
So stupid. No, I don't. I got to do what? I got to work tomorrow. I got to pull a 12 Sunday, and I'm off on Monday. So,
oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, sure. Yeah. I'm just glad to hear. I'm just glad to hear you're happy. You know? I'm just glad to hear you're happy.
But I'm really not, though.
Uh-oh. Well, hold on. Well, hold on. I think we got somebody else over here that we know. I think she done changed her name on me. I don't know. I don't know. I think she changed the name on me. 816-278. Who we got on the line? Hello.
You know, it's weird with two G's.
What's happening, two G's?
Right. Yeah, I knew you'd get happy.
She got real happy, didn't she?
What's happening,
Iman?
What's good, bro? What's good? I don't know how I got that number mixed up. I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was Telegirl number. It is what it is. Maybe I should put some of this yak down.
You thought it was whose number?
Nobody. I thought it was Wig.
Right.
No,
who's wait till I tell. Who number did you think it was?
Wig.
Thought it was.
Elon. What's up, Moraine?
No shit like that, right?
Oh, man, I'm good. Electrifying Kim, you know. I seen y'all was trying to communicate. It must be some type of delay or something. But you know what I mean? It ain't no delay in me. You know, a little bit of delay in my pay because there's some folks making money. I'm about to beat their head right to the adipose tissue.
To the what?
Oh, yeah. See, I'm studying anatomy and physiology in my class in barber school. You know what I mean? The adipose tissue. You know what I mean? That's to the white meat. You hear me?
I was about to say, till his muffin cap back blue. Yeah. I was actually trying to get you last night, 2G's.
Oh, yeah. Last night, man, I was called up. You know what I mean? And the physical attraction, much too.
Yeah. Well, I was Wednesday. That's how come I did not call in, Mom. So, look, shit.
Yeah, I was cutting hair, actually.
Well, I wasn't.
Yeah, I was cutting hair. Usually, it's hard for me to really talk on the radio show if I got a late haircut. Because, you know what I mean? That's an art. You know what I mean? That's like me, you know, painting the Mona Lisa. You know what I mean? I can't have no disturbance when I'm cutting hair for real. I don't talk on the phone. I don't do none of that. Like, my son become telling me, Daddy, somebody on the phone, like, boy, I'm cutting hair. Tell them, call me back. I'll call them back.
Did y'all see the New Edition story?
Yes.
And I haven't saw it. I ain't gonna lie. Tell me something.
Did you see all three episodes?
Yes.
Did you see the?
Did I what?
That he must be on the Verizon network, because you know he went to
one of them bootleg phones. my bad. When he come back, he might put both our asses in time out. That motherfucking 20 cent Johnny leg phone, as my uncle call it.
Nah, he ain't gonna be able to do that, because he gonna have to listen to the replay.
What the hell?
See, I told you, Wiz. It was on that bullshit.
Technical difficulties for the Monsters Radio crowd.
Right.
Huh?
Was you still talking there, E Monster?
Sure.
Right. Was you still talking, Monster? Oh.
Yeah. I was trying to say.
Wait,
you know,
so you lost signal?
Yeah, I was kicked totally out the system.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So you asked me, did I see all three episodes of the New Edition story? Did I see which episode or what scene that did who?
When they cut Bobby Brown's hair, when he went solo, and the dude was talking to him, cutting his hair, and
he
said, "What?" And that's how Bobby Brown was gonna be. Yeah, that's a weird.
Now that's something I didn't even know, man. I did that I used that haircut as a part of a report I did on the history of barbering, and I found that out that was an accident.
An accident. It's just like with Tina Turner. You know how Tina Turner ended up wearing like the blonde wigs or whatnot? Is because. In the movie, she goes to the beauty shop, and she's getting her hair dyed blonde. The girl messed up with that dye she had, and Tina Turner's hair started coming out in clumps as she was rinsing it out. That's why Tina Turner ended up wearing wigs from that day on. That was the same time that she found out she was pregnant with Ike Jr., one of them turned by Ike.
They showed that in the movie. I remember that.
Yep.
She's like, "No, you need your ass whooped."
Right, you know you need your ass whooped.
That's
how Bobby Brown got his too.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But like what I really wanted like somebody to find out is how a kid in play came with that damn stovepipe. You know, who is it, that yellow one, that had that super high when they started that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine used to be pretty tall. It never got that tall, you know what I mean? Because I had curly hair. You know, I had the natural curly hair, you know what I mean?
Because you got that Indian in your blood.
All the girls wanted to rub their fingers through my hair. My hair could never get that tall, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Wow.
Okay, so then, Wick, I have a question for you. Since you're doing your barbering, you know, getting your hair cut and all, what is it with the men that's all going like bald heads, but they have like them full on Rick Rosses going on? What's the meaning behind that?
I'm going to tell you, it's called hereditarian. It means them niggas can't grow no hair.
No, real shit.
You know, I'm about two steps away from that myself. Shit.
Oh, my God. I'm not doing this with you tonight.
I'm just saying, IJS. No, you know, for real, though, like, it's a lot of, you know, men actually, you know, losing their hair, or either maybe they hairline starts to recede, and they like, you know what, it's just too far back, let me just go ahead and go bald. I mean, it's a lot of reasons. Now, as far as the beard is concerned, they like, shit, I can't grow hair on my head, let me grow it on my face. It's just a trend. I mean, believe you me, the actual word for barber is Latin, barbe, which means the beard. That's where barber comes from. So, you know, it's a trend that ain't going to never go away. There's some people that want to grow a beard but can't. And then there's some people who got a beard and like, shit, I wish I couldn't grow this motherfucker, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You notice Alexander the Great? Yeah, I'm about to hit y'all with something. You notice that Alexander the Great was a shaving person. The reason being is because they used to have long beards, but when they would go out into combat, they would get defeated because they would get wrestled to the ground and killed by their beards. So he made all his soldiers and everybody in Greece that was in the army, that was in they wore shave.
Wow. Okay.
That's why Alexander the Great, you notice all the statues you see of him, he's clean shaven.
No, because I really don't look at that dude.
Dude, you stupid. I know, you know what I'm talking about, E-Monster. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, with the men and their beards. You know what I mean? Because E-Monster, I'm gonna loan him some of my beard. Don't put me on mute, E-Monster.
Oh, wow.
It's all right, though. Oh. You know, my shit's straggly like a motherfucker. My shit look like scrappy dude.
Hold on now. You know that we know you and your Facebook profile picture is very public. What do you mean straggly and everything? It ain't nothing up there, sir.
That's why I saved it, because they grow in little patches. Like, you know, like in the hood,
dudes
in the backyard, they got a patch of grass, it's all dry. And then it's a patch of grass, and it's all dry. That's how my stuff is looking. I can't grow like a full-ass beard like that. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I got to keep mine shaving. I got to do it. It is what it is. I wish I could grow a big beard. You know what I mean? I don't know, but my nose...
Why am I even talking to y'all tonight?
I don't know.
I'm about to come up with a concoction, though. Yeah, I think I'm going to come up with a concoction, E-Monster. You know what I mean? Hmm. Because... It's not a bad thing that you can't grow a beard, but you know it's okay to shave if you don't want the facial hair. But then again, it's like, okay, when I do want it, I should be able to grow it. You know what I mean? So I'm about to come up with a concoction. Oh yeah, it's gonna be called Wigs Beard Game Grow.
Mm-hmm.
2G
Beard
Grow.
Game Grow. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Wait, what? Who's talking about your eyebrows?
We gonna play one song music break and we gonna come back Friday Night Live. I got a couple events to tell you guys about that's going on this weekend, and we gonna get into it. So check it out. This is some new future. This is called Fresh Air. Monsters Radio. We all need some fresh air on a Friday Night Live.
Yeah.
We will have y'all.
Say it to your toast when you're cooking breakfast. Pacific Ocean at the backyard looking sexy. Straight shot Cardin Archives. Don't let y'all dreams go to waste. I'ma need fresh air. Come once, lifetime, I'll shoot. Never
pro play stuff. Don't forget y'all had that. Come on. Feeling like Janet Jackson said it's all for you. Never chop with a navigation when I'm looking for it. I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Make you mad. Tell me where the safety at. Yeah. Tell me where the security at. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love? Mm-hmm.
I'ma eat fresh air.
At the backyard looking sexy. Straight shot Cardi, not don't let y'all dreams go to waste. I be right back on my autopilot for the week.
Hold up.
Bad, bad, but you looking better every week.
I'ma eat fresh air. I'ma eat fresh air.
Monsterous Radio, Friday Night Live.
I need bashing right away. I just need freshing right away. I just need freshing right away. I'ma need fresh air. I'ma need fresh air. I need to get out of my home. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We back, y'all. Well, that's a nice song right there. I like that song.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a nice song.
That's feel good. Mm-hmm. Stuff that New Future. What is it? Hendrix album? Yeah, that album is bumping people out there. Hey, I actually endorse that album right here, right now, in front of everybody. That New Future Hendrix album is hot. Get it while it's good. Get it? Yeah.
Okay.
So all right, so I guess I'll let you guys know a couple things that's going on, at least here in the Twin Cities, going on this weekend, seeing it is Friday Night Live. We're trying to get y'all ready for the weekend. So check it out. Tomorrow night is going to be a grand opening at Paradise Lounge. It's from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. The address is 2709 East Lake Street, third floor, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Make sure you come out and leave some space on your camera. Delete your videos. Do what you got to do. I'm going to be there. Make sure you come out. Hang out with me for a little bit. I ain't going to be here all night now. So get there early. Hang out with me for a little bit. And, you know, we're going to do some videos. I might do some little live interviews where whoever's in the house that comes up to me and say, I heard you on Monsters Radio, let's get it in. You dig? I might even have some free T-shirts as giveaways with me. I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to see. Make sure you hit me up on my page. You know how to get a hold of me on Facebook. If you don't, go to monsterusradio.com, and you'll find all the info over there. That's all I can tell you. Find all the info over there. There's another event that's going on tonight, but hey, is there anything going on in your guys' area? There, Mr. Electrifying Kim, Jungle Love, look out, OEO, and Mr. Wig with two G's.
Two G's, not one, but two.
But two. Not right now. I know we got an event coming up in May, the second annual Urban Jazz. And Urban Jazz Festival. What it is like a runway show. It was real successful last year. We did it in May. We're doing it again this year, May. I believe it's on the 12th. It's going to be at the Arts Tech building down on 1522 Holmes. They can get with my guy, Wills. His name is William Hack on Facebook, but you'll know him by Sky's Clothing. That's who's throwing the event. And, man, it was live last year, man. I helped set the whole event up. This year I won't be helping to set the event up, but I definitely will be attending. So, you know, I'll get more information on that for, you know, later shows to make sure that we go ahead and get that pumped out there. But, yeah, the Urban and Jazz Runway Show, second annual, baby.
Okay.
That's fun. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were shut up, I will come down there and deflate your shirt. Now, no, not really. No, not that I know of. If it is, like I said, I don't know about it. I'll just go to work and come back home and then, you know, go to work again. So, sorry.
Right, right. Okay, it is what it is. She said, I will deflate your shirt. I never heard that. Okay, that's what's up, Heather.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess with you no more tonight.
Y'all know that I told y'all that we have, that, you know, I was going to do some taxi cab dispatch stories fight. Y'all ready for one? This is very fresh.
Hold on. Right.
Okay,
cool. Hold on. I got one more event to promote. You're going to see why I had to promote this one. There's an event tonight. It's called Show and Tell, put on by, they got the stuff too close together for me really to tell what it say. I think it's a high grade entertainment and grade A music group along with Midwest Coldest Models. They got an event going on tonight at 4005 Central Avenue, Northeast Columbia Heights, Minnesota, 55421 at the El Tequila Mexican Grill and Bar. Performances by Lord, is it Rhea, Zon, the Reaper, and hosted by Miss G, Lady Promo. Also, DJ on the 1 and 2 is DJ Lalo. That's my dog. He's cool as hell. 18 to party, 21 to drink, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So, hey, that's going on tonight. I had to put that in there. So, Miss G is hosting it. Wow, looks like her hood's been performing. It is.
I found that flyer, too. That runway show is May the 6th. General admission is $15 and $25 at the door. So it'd be anybody that want to attend to go ahead and pre-purchase their tickets, because I know I'm going to have mine. So, yep.
There you go.
Don't be trying to make it sound like I don't have no life. No, I'm just messing with y'all. Okay, so... I mean, y'all just sit there running it all. I got work. That's my event. I'm working. Shit.
Right.
Okay, no, seriously. So,
okay.
So today I answered the phone, you know, answered the phone the way I'm supposed to. And this man, he was like, wow. I said, wow, what? He said, that was nice. What's your name? I said, you know, Kim. He said, oh, wow. You're not from around here, are you? Your voice is just pretty. That just sounds so nice. I'm like, are you serious? Where you would like a cab, correct? He was like, yes. I said, okay, let's go ahead and get this cab on out to you. Apparently, this man here must have been on one high-tech and seriously personal for something like that. I'm like, wow, okay. That one messed my head up, y'all, today. It really did. You know, I'm doing my job, and then you got people that's talking about you should be a sex phone operator. I'm like, wait, what?
Well, he tried to have sex through the phone? I mean, what are you planning on accomplishing with that?
That's what I want to know, Wig. What part of the fucking game is that? You know,
Go ahead.
It was one old man called last weekend. It's the crazy fuckers get to coming out on the weekends, I ain't lying. He was like, oh, what's your name? I said, Kim. How you spell that? K-I-M.
I would have told that nigga K-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-M, motherfucker. That kind of dumbass.
So, this man, no, he did not understand that if I was saying Ken or Kim. So when I spelled it, he was like, oh, honey, you're getting flowers on your birthday. I'm like, okay. Then he says, he tells me where he want to be picked up at. And then for his drop-off address, he was like, and my, drunk friend here has the address. When that man said about his drunk friend and the way he said it, I could not help but laugh. It was funnier than shit.
Oh, yeah, they booty buddies.
No.
There you go.
Man, I'd have been like, how do you even know my birthday, cuz? I mean, like, damn. I don't know, man.
I wasn't taking that shit serious because he sounded like he was drunk.
Weird shit going on, though, y'all. For real. This some old creepy, some old Federal Track shit. I got this white girl on my heels, man.
Oh, my God.
Talking about she want to marry me and... You know what I mean? We need to go to the chapel. Mm-hmm. She a Mormon. I'm like, we don't even serve the same God. What are you talking about? Like, no. Man, it's weird, y'all. She texts me 1,000 times. I ain't figured out how to block the text yet, but she blocked from my Facebook. She blocked from my calls. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, she would text me about 40 times.
Wait, you know what? Hold up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Hold up. One, Monster, now, you know I'm the urban therapist whenever my people need me. So
right,
I had this conversation with a particular individual, you know what I mean? And I told this particular individual certain things not to do. Because if they did, they were going to have outcomes like what Mr. 2G's is going through right now. So, what I'm going to say is, nah.
Hey, I didn't do nothing. All I did was be the sexy black nigga I am.
Yeah, whatever.
See,
make it sound good.
That's what I was going to say. Hold on, bro. Now, she ain't stalking your ass for nothing. Now, we all know.
For nothing.
Right. It's not for nothing. Now, tell us, what did you do to this girl?
Right.
To make
her and why?
Calling you 1,000 times a day to make you have to block her ass.
And hiding in the
bushes
and
shit. Not a dang thing.
Right. Lie. That was a lie all day. Lie.
You're lying.
We said you did something. And if, boy, boo, you know what? Monster, put him on punishment right quick. He's sitting right over there telling
story. No.
Yes, you is. You stuttering and everything.
I did a hot dog thing.
Hold on. If I know correctly, what had happened, that's a lie right there. Whatever come out of his mouth after that is a lie. Because Wig hugged on that woman. He know he didn't. He was probably had like a couple oils or something around that neck. and she just come probably about up to the neckline, and she sniffed, and he hugged and rubbed just a little bit in her back.
Oh, yeah, now, they could smell good now. Nigga smell good. A nigga twinkle your nose, you know, like, ooh, what you got on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time.
She want to go to the chapel. Yeah, she won't go to the chapel. You done blew sand. You done did something with you. You ain't just hugged on that woman for that to happen. I done seen that Amish show.
Nah, if I did anything else, she'd be sitting outside my door and every goddamn thing else. If
she probably is.
I don't see her.
Yeah, all right.
She might be parked up the street. Let me look.
Look here. You know, they connected, boy. You better not be playing around with them people like that. You better leave that girl alone. Wig.
Nah, she tried to invite me to church and everything. I'm like, nah, you don't want to do that because they'll excommunicate your ass by the time I get done telling them about the Mormons. Like, don't you come back and don't bring that motherfucker with you.
Oh my God, we live, y'all. We fucking live. This is so freaking stupid. They've been excommunicated in your ass. Thank you, Mom.
Those of the individuals, and those may not be the exact concerns of Monster Rosetta. Get it? So,
oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know, man.
I mean, y'all do want to hear the truth on Monsters Radio. You know, that's one thing y'all get, audiences.
Raw and uncut.
You know, we not going to sugarcoat it. We're going to give it to you raw. You know what I mean? And if we ever make a mistake with information, we will retract it and give you the true information, you know.
Amen.
Right.
Monster, where do you find your co-host, your ex-co-host? Where in the hell? Oh, my goodness. Whew. That man is off the chain down there in Kansas City. That's all I'm saying, you know.
KC do that to you, you know what I mean? You know, she's from Utah too, you know.
Oh my God, it's not like they're making this story any better. Thanks, Wig.
I just gotta tell the truth. Shame the devil. But Friday Night Live, y'all, Monsters Radio, Wig with 2G. You know what I mean? Mr. Electrified Kim, and of course, owner, CEO, HNICE Monster. We in the building.
Right. Monster us. Because we live, y'all. We live in this motherfucker tonight. Fuck it. Shit. Right. Wait, don't say nothing else. I think that you should be on timeout for like the rest of the show, bro. I love you to death. I love you to pieces. I beat a bitch ass to death about you. But you on punishment. Yeah.
Do I gotta wear the dunce hat?
No, not the dunce hat. You know, I don't think that'll look right.
But we do.
Well, then too, you know what?
But we do. We do have a helmet for you though, with a visor on it. So you don't lick the window.
Right.
Man, do not eat the gum under the table.
Medium. Make sure it's an extra medium.
Or you need a smedium.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes it's the extra medium, sometimes it's the schmedium. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean,
I do got some fine chronic, though. You know what I mean? I got a homeboy, you know what I mean? That, yeah, I'm about to roll up. You know what I mean? A 5-1, baby.
Dude is off the chain.
Right. I do got to take a 2-song music break. Then we
wait, what
back.
Are you eating on over there? The gnat is eating, Lord. What you eating?
I can't really say because they're not paying me no money. But it's some little square candies that burst of fruit flavors in your mouth.
Y'all bogus
as hell. I just said I'm not saying their name because they're not paying me. We just gonna get you some music. Look, they bogus. They just called them all.
That
out.
Was him.
And she like,
all I did was ask the question. Dang, we lied. Live y'all.
Right, flex the phone. Blow your mind.
Put up in it, that's 550, yeah. Shorty said she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. Down a strip, doing that, they running through the legs. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice. Girl, I spend it high, get it, I don't check the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. You say that you ain't never seen a sunrise. From a presidential suite, all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you won't come nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any game. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same. No, no. Girl, I love your face. So focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine. That's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you. No. Can't nobody. I said, can't nobody do it like you.
Do it like that, drop it low to the flow, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them legs cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make you call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. And show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I love your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you.
Friday Night Live. I got one more track before I open up the line. Up next, I got Sinner coming out of Florida. Yeah, I'm still sucking on this candy. Wait, that didn't sound right. Let's just go ahead and get into it. This video is almost done. I hear it's really hot. Check it out. This is Sinner. Sexercise. We open the line right after this. Yeah.
Girl, I just fantasize, getting all day, and I'm a sex exercise. Your body, body, bang, make it compromise by what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on, I'ma memorize everything on your body, bang. We gonna sex exercise, sweating all on your body, bang. Girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, bang. We gonna sex exercise, sweating all.
Sweating all over your body. In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching her every move. And now I got something to prove. My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs. And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this before.
Girl, I just
go. With
else?
Calisthenics.
What else?
Endurance training.
Uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby. That's codeine. I said a couple of reps. She awed out the breath. I told her sit down. She catching her breath. I'm catching my breath. Wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like one quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat. Sex exercise.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Just fantasize, you know it. I'ma sex exercise your body, body, baby.
Girl, we can compromise
about what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on, I'ma memorize everything on your body, baby. We gonna sex exercise, sweating all on your body, baby. Girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, baby. We gonna sex exercise, sweating all on your body, baby. Just fantasize, get naughty. Sex exercise, your body, body, baby.
Girl, we can compromise
about what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on, girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, baby. We gonna sex exercise, sweating all on your body, baby. Girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, baby. We gonna sex exercise, sweating all on your body, baby.
Oh, shit, that's as funny as hell. Hey, here with Electrifying Cam and Mr. Wig with 2 G's. We're going to check in. We got another person, y'all. They tuned in. They want to talk with us. They press 1. No, I was just laughing, man. That was kind of funny, though. I was all like, yeah, I'm not going to say their name. But I'm like, you know. And y'all like, you mean Starburst?
Wait. Why do you keep putting y'all in it? That was not, I didn't do that. I might have led up to it, but I didn't do that. You know what I mean? Damn.
Well, he said y'all, because it's a team effort. We a team. Ain't no I.
Okay, my bad. You know what? I said you was on punishment. Look here. I ain't forgot what I said to you, sir.
Oh, yeah,
I ain't got over
bad.
What you said about excommunications and everything.
Well, hey, look. Before y'all get to fighting, and y'all make me a witness or something I don't want to see, because you know I'm going to get a warrant, I'm not going to court. Let's go ahead and check out who else is here on the line. They're from the Twin Cities. So I hope they like me. Oh, Lord, pray for me. 612-458. Who we got on the line? Hello. You heard that bing.
Don't like you at all. Don't like you at all. This is misunderstanding. Itasha in the house. Don't like you at all.
Oh.
Hey, boo. Oh, yeah. You know what, Itosha, I'm gonna go ahead and put it on out there. They really about to try and do us now. You know, wig feel. You know, it's 2-on-2 now. So. Punishment, girl.
No, I'm off punishment. We got company. You know how it is when you get company.
We got company.
You get off punishment.
You ain't on punishment yet. You still get in the damn room. You ain't still on punishment. Get in the damn room. Get in the corner. Hey, girl.
Yeah, she's monstrous.
Hey, girl.
She's monstrous. Yeah, bro.
Hey, girl. He tried. That was a nice try. That gave you a little effort.
Yeah. Come around and start in trouble.
Of course. That's my little name. Who chilling? Chilling, tuning in, having some fun listening to y'all.
That's what's up. Hey, matter of fact, there is another event, I believe, going on tonight. I did forget about, I don't know if y'all heard about it. I believe Do or Die's in town tonight. Do or Die and Crucial Conflict.
What?
I was into their music.
Yeah.
Yeah, Do or Die and Crucial
yes.
Conflict. Yes. They're in town tonight.
Smoking on Hay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Trigger Happy. Oh, my goodness. Rodeo.
showdown? Come on now. Crucial conflict. Y'all know nothing about that.
Matter of fact, I was like, you know what? I should do it now. I should call AK from Do or Die right now on the line, but he might hang up on me and be like, oh, you know I'm getting ready for an event. So I ain't going to try to seem tough. You know what I mean? You know, you try to seem tough in front of your friends, and it just don't work. Wah, 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 wah. No, we're not finna do that.
But, you know,
but yeah, that definitely
is nothing beats a failure but a try, though.
Right, but not when you're live on the air. No.
That's true, too. You ain't gonna put it out there and be like, whoop. Like, oops, my bad.
Like, no,
I knew better.
Hold up, man. Don't be trying to test my boy E Nuts now. Don't think that he won't. All he gotta do is send a text message first and be like, "Hey, look here, cuz, I'm about to call you. Now don't you embarrass me on this motherfucking radio show." You understand me? This shit live, goddammit. And I got to look like a
disclaimer out there.
Right. Y'all something else tonight? See. Look, oh my goodness, like all week. It's just been all week, like nonstop. That's what Iman is doing. That's what
He's starting stuff.
Girl, look, you don't even know. He been starting stuff for a while now.
Oh, really?
It got to be starting something only if you can finish something, you know. Shut up, Wade.
What? Can we finish something? We invented the finish.
Okay, how about this one? I'm from the show me. You're from the show me. So show them what you're talking about. How about it? Not me, show them.
How about it? I'll wait.
Dead
hey,
out.
You know what I mean? Good things come to those who wait.
Oh, it's a good move, bro. Good chess move. Don't let Kim walk you down there. Nope. Don't even let her do it. I'm like, no, get it. No, don't do it. Don't go for that bullshit.
Yeah, I wasn't about to fall for that man in the
tailpipe. Marsha, why are you always picking on me, though? Dang, I don't even be doing nothing to y'all. I promise I know. With the friend.
Hey, it just be like that. It be like that sometimes. You can't just wild out on anybody. You have to say, wait a minute. Let me find out who this is.
Why not?
Let me call you back. Because I got myself hurt.
And you probably ain't even calling back. You're like, that's crazy. I'm a pass on that one.
I don't know what kind of shit she's about to try to get me into.
Right.
I ain't going down that road. That's crazy. She ain't coming to my house. That's not my car. Oh, no. I just fixed it. Oh, no.
Y'all are so live, y'all. We live in this motherfucker.
All day.
Okay.
And? Okay.
I ain't do it.
No, go ahead. I hate to say it, but nope. Just go ahead. We just going to go ahead and roll right past it. Just go ahead.
Right past what?
What happened?
I'm trying to figure out who this is on the radio. I hear all y'all talking and all that. But I still ain't figured out who I'm talking to.
You talking to Miss Etosha, Miss 612, then Derek Monster.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. And then, you know, Miss Kim.
Well, I know you, Miss Kim. You know you. You know what I mean? You chip off the old block. I didn't see you face to face. I just didn't know who I was talking to with Miss Etosha. It's nice to meet you, Miss Etosha. I'm sorry.
Nice to meet you.
Under circumstances, you know what I mean? I've been a butthead, but that's me, you know. I get nice sometimes. I do get nice, but most of the time I'm an asshole, but Hey, you know, because I be knowing what the hell I'm talking about. That's why.
Missy Tosha, if you was listening to the radio show tonight, so then you heard about being excommunicated, right?
Mm-hmm. He tried to throw that disclaimer on. I ain't trying to hear that. I ain't trying to hear that. Don't work.
I'm telling you, she got a bad weave. Okay.
What?
The girl. And she a white girl. I told her.
How does she have a bad weave?
I'm telling you, this is what I told her. I told her.
They've always got her.
I will choose my wife. Number two, she will be black. And, you know, she done asked me to steal about 12 times after that. I'm like, I guess you didn't hear what I said.
2G
will be black.
You didn't hear what I said. 2G, you ain't heard me. You are not about to put no skates on and skate past that this person has a nappy weave. I cannot be the only one that heard that out of all of us.
I heard that. He said,
in memory.
No, but then they was like, they've been getting them. No, they've been getting weeds for the longest now. They just don't have the right horse anymore. We done took it. We done took it from them.
I don't know what happened.
They gotta find
something
else.
Put that shit in. Shit, something happened. I don't know. Now, y'all may wonder how she got my number. Okay. Let me put that out there, too. I play chess. I ain't leaving no stone unturned. Check this out.
Okay.
How she got my number was through false pretenses. Y'all know, Kim, I do networking. You know, I do network marketing. And I do sales. You know what I mean?
You selling us.
You know what I mean? So she does it as well. So that was the exchange of the phone number.
Sell it. Sell that story. Come on, I'm hearing it. Come on.
Hey, I'm saying selling it, hey?
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. That's exactly the false pretense.
And what about that late night conversation? No late night. Huh?
Early morning.
After 12 before 6. After 12 before 6.
Somehow she got comfortable.
Okay, right. Sure. So she did, yeah.
She got comfortable.
Oh, okay.
I think because I'm just nice and I didn't really just say, bitch, I don't want to talk to you.
Wig, you fail to realize one thing. I am on a track with you, sir. And it's called Miss Me With That Shit. I will play your verse right now. Wig, if you don't stop playing with me... Everything you said, I told you from the time I heard you lay this track, you meant every word that you said on that track because I felt it. It was funny as fuck, but you meant that shit. Wig, I'm not going for that talking about some miscommunication, false pretenses. Wig, I ain't going. 2G's.
That's his
like
story.
Said.
That's his story. Let's see some more hoes out this story.
If it was false pretenses, how she get that young hug?
Hold up.
Great question.
That's show business.
Let me tell you what happened was.
What happened was, remember the story
I told y'all, they took a black, they took your boy to jail. You understand me? I was in jail. Okay. When they took me to jail, they took my car. Okay. So I had to hustle up the money to get my car out of the tow lot. But at that moment that my car was in the tow lot, I had to get my black ass to school. So I'm like, okay. She hit me on the trying to get to the meeting shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, shit, I need to get to school. She said, well, I'll give you a ride to school. I said, cool. You think I'm going to be like, nah, I ain't going to take no ride to school. The white girl always on time.
This goes back to what I said previously. He was selling eyes. I ain't fucking with y'all. Y'all going to get me in trouble. I ain't fucking with y'all. Wig, miss me with all that shit, bro. Because you see,
I am too.
I am too, disclaimer. I don't know him. I don't know. One hell of a story.
That's one of them stories where it'd be like your best friend, right? And every time the story, you just look like, come on, bro. Just come on, bro.
Right. They gave me all kind of side eyes, like, for real? Right, we going with that? That's what we going with? I gotta go with you on that line? Okay. You know, you looking over like, should I say something? Should I add to it? No, don't say nothing? Oh, okay. Don't say nothing. Keep on lying, bro. You my dog. I'm a got you way back here.
Right. It's like you could at least could have gave me a heads up or something, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Got me something. I'm looking crazy at you and shit. So then people not believing in spirit because they looking at my face. So like, dude, next time, you know, throw a flag
heads
on
up. Hands
you
know. Up.
Right. Heads up.
You know what? I told you. Throwing the audible. Throwing that one signal.
I throw the bat signal up at a motherfucker. I got to keep waiting. Right. You hit it with the bat signal.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, bro. You know, y'all know we're over the time of the show. We're at the archive.
I'm smoking my blood, baby.
Go inside. We'll go ahead and do our shout out. we're gonna go ahead and get up out of here. So, start out with you, misunderstanding. You got some shout outs you want to do.
Good everybody. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Right.
All about the love. Love y'all.
Yes, I'm going to make it short and sweet to God, first foremost, Wig, Mr. E-Monster, my bad, E-Monster first, then Mr. 2G's, Miss E-Tosha. Love y'all. Don't drink and drive, smoke and fly. I'm out.
Okay.
All
right, what you got for us, Mr. Wig with 2G's?
Man, tonight was a fun night. I appreciate all the fun. You know what I mean? That's a true story. You know, shout out to you, E-Monster, E-Tosha, Mr. Electrified Kim. You know, that's my rib right there. That's my homie. Man, definitely shout out to Kansas City. You know what I mean? My city, my hometown. And then shout out to my bro, Bumpy J, man. Free Bumpy J and my baby.
Big love.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Y'all know how I started out now. I always started out saying that. God is good.
All the time.
See, y'all bogus. You're late. You're supposed to come quicker than that, player. It is what it is.
You know what? It's a delay up in there now.
It is all the time. Stop playing. All the time.
God is good.
Huh. That's right. Finish your shout out.
Shout out to everybody on the line. You know how I do it. Just understanding, Mr. Wig with 2G's, Mr. Electrifying Kim. Jungle Love, y'all. Look out. Oh, we. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all want to hear more of the stuff that goes on with the show. It's live. I can't control this, man. I can't control this, but you can check out what we do every night, Monday through Friday. We got Monstrous Mondays, Takeover Tuesdays, Wet Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, and Friday Night Live. We might even start doing it Saturday and Sunday. Get it? So, all right, don't forget about those events I told you guys that's going on this weekend. One's on Lake Street. The other one's tonight up on Central Avenue in Northeast Columbia Heights. So, all right, make sure you get out to the events and let them know. At the door, E-Monster sent you. And guess what? They're going to give you 90% off your first glass of water. Guess right, 90% off your first glass of water. All right, y'all. I'm going to play some S.A.R. way up out of here. It's called Bar Young, Monsters Radio Live. Get it, get it.
We live, y'all.
Hustle all day just to chase that pick. Yeah. 24/7 on the grind, no play. Yeah. I just wanna match it with some makers, and I just wanna fire in a driveway. Yeah. I just wanna ball while I'm young, I just wanna ball while I'm young. I just wanna ball while I'm young, I just wanna ball while I'm young. My baby needs some shoes, yeah. And the rent is due. My check is late, I don't have a clue, and my car won't start. I need to hit a lick, get that money quick. I don't know what to do. I might rob a bank, I might call a plug, I might flip some birdies, I might sell that bar. Put that risk to work, buy some real estate. I might risk my freedom just to get paid today. When you broke, your super drove, yeah. When you paid, you got buku places to go, yeah. So I hustle it harder, I'm about to go and get it. I want me a foreign, don't want my windows tinted. Hustle all day just to chase that pick, yeah. 24/7 on the grind, no play, yeah. I just want a mansion with some makers, and I just want a foreign in a driveway. That's why I stay on go. Watch that money come. I watch that money go. There's nothing to a hustler. He just gets some more. Back against the wall. That's when them pipes gon' blow. Don't do me no favors. Get it on my own. It's a scary sight. When I'm in my zone. Cut them leeches out. I ball on my own. Feeling better now. My money don't grow. Yeah. Run up them digits. Just run up them digits. Just run up that money. Yeah. I want it all, I've been working so hard while everything that's frontin', yeah. I've been working all damn day just so I could get paid. Keep them haters out the way, yeah. Hustle all day just to chase that pick, yeah. 24/7 on the grind, no play, yeah. I just want a mansion with some makers, and I just want a foreign in a driveway.
Monsters Radio Live.